This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Ship traffic at the Port of Baltimore remains suspended following Tuesday's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge after it was hit by a cargo ship. The suspension is a headache for auto dealers. The Port of Baltimore handles more cars and light trucks than any other U.S. port. NPR's Camila Domonoske.
Once the vehicles come off the ship, there is really important processing that has to happen. This includes adding parts, installing accessories on the vehicles. There's inspections. There's paperwork that has to happen before a vehicle gets the window sticker. And that happens at the port. And if you can't do that, even if you've gotten them off the ship, you wouldn't be able to sell the car.
Salvage crews are preparing to get to work clearing the Patapsco River. 7 floating cranes are to be used, including one of the largest on the East Coast. 4 workers remain missing from the collapse and are presumed dead. It's been 1 year since Donald Trump became the first former or sitting president to be indicted by a grand jury on criminal charges. NPR's Jimena Bastillo reports that the trial in New York is expected to begin in April.
Trump faces a 34-count felony indictment that alleges that he falsified New York business records in order to conceal damaging information before the 2016 presidential election. At the center of the trial are 11, quote, hush money payments made to adult film actor Stormy Daniels, who threatened to go public with accusations that she'd had an affair with Trump. Judge Juan Merchan has already issued a gag order on Trump, barring him from making public statements about witnesses, prosecutors, and jurors. Trump, who pled not guilty, has attacked the judge and his daughter on his social media platform, Truth Social. Neither Merchan nor his daughter are covered by the gag order. The trial is expected to last about 6 weeks, even as Trump campaigns to be president once again. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
A Russian court has ordered a journalist who covered the trials of the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny held in jail for 2 months pending charges of extremism. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow on the journalist who provided key details about Navalny's condition before his death in a remote prison colony last month.
Antonina Favorskaya has continued to work as a photo and video journalist for the independent Sota News Service, despite heavy media restrictions in Russia. Authorities now accuse her of supporting the banned extremist political operations of the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny, a charge that carries up to 6 years in prison. In court, Favorskaya said she was being persecuted for materials she wrote alleging Navalny had been tortured in prison. Favorskaya also filmed Navalny's now famous last appearance at a court hearing by video link from an Arctic penal colony in February. At the time, Navalny appeared lively and in good spirits. He died the next day under circumstances that remain unclear. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
And you're listening to NPR News. The UN peacekeeping mission in southern Lebanon says the targeting of peacekeepers is unacceptable. 3 UN military observers and an interpreter were wounded today when a shell exploded near them. The mission says it's investigating the source of the blast. Hezbollah militants have been trading fire with the Israeli military amid the war in Gaza. Some of the biggest names in Division I women's college basketball facing off in Albany this weekend. From member station WAMC, Ian Pickus reports.
The 8-team field for the 2 NCAA tournament regionals includes a matchup between 5th seed Colorado and number 1 seed Iowa. The presence of Iowa Hawkeye and all-time leading scorer Caitlin Clark helped sell out the 4-day event.
You're not just seeing it with Iowa, you're seeing it all across the country. It's hard to get in the doors to women's basketball games, and that's exactly how it should be. That's how it should have been for a really long time. The game is great.
Seeded third, last year's champion LSU faces second-seeded UCLA. The Final Four is next weekend in Cleveland. For NPR News, I'm Ian Pickus in Albany.
The men's Elite Eight games are this weekend as well. Illinois is playing UConn in the early game this evening, and then Clemson plays Alabama. With the spring travel season getting underway, AAA is warning that prices at the pump will likely increase further. The national average is now $3.53 for a gallon of regular, 24 cents more than a month ago. AAA says rising oil prices are contributing to the increase despite lower demand. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.